This is Decoded Datebook for March 13th. On this date, in 1993, the Bismarck Tribune reported that Agnes Gielen had died 3 days earlier in a Fargo nursing home. One biographer called her one of North Dakota's grand ladies. Another called her debater extraordinary. Another called her a North Dakota legend. The North Dakota press women called her a woman of achievement. Newsweek called Agnes an American hero. Former Governor Art Link said, above all, she was a good friend. For a while, Agnes Gielen was a Republican in name only. She would later boast about it openly. During the 1960s, she worked as a commissioner and later the chairman of the North Dakota Workmen's Compensation Bureau. She published its institutional biography in 1969, which was her first, but definitely not her last, foray into writing books. Agnes Gielen was an ardent peace activist. In 1988, she advocated for nuclear disarmament at the United Nations. This came after the Reagan administration rebuffed her attempt to sit in on superpower negotiations in Geneva. She was known for her spunk, which led Newsweek magazine to praise her as an American hero. Agnes Gielen was thrilled. She said, I'm brazen about this because I want all the publicity I can get toward peace. Before running a petticoat government as mayor of Enderlin, or her service as North Dakota's first female state senator, or her work to move the Nonpartisan League into the Democratic Party, or her career as an author of books, she had cut her teeth on politics as a wheel in the Ladies' Auxiliary Brotherhood Railroad Trainmen and as president of the North Dakota American Legion Auxiliary. Before she was president of the Legion Auxiliary, she chaired its Americanism Committee. She went on a 2-week trip to investigate communist infiltration in Divide County and surrounding counties. As she told it in a 1974 interview, you couldn't see a green thing. I wondered why we didn't have a rebellion at that time. She reported back, if we ever get out of this depression, if good times comes again, that will be the end of the Communist Party in North Dakota, she added, and of course it was. Later in that interview, she remarked, I would have to say that the people of North Dakota are basically liberal. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.